Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the first Sammy Hagar Van Halen song we've played all afternoon. Did you think this was a DLR song, Jimmy?
It was Van Halen, so I thought it was.
No,
you've
done a good job of only playing David Lee Roth, and it was interesting for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. You went with a Sammy Hagar version. This is a great song. Great song.
It is.
David Lee Roth's birthday. This is a great song.
It is.
I've heard a lot of these.
Oh, I mean, they've got hit after hit. Yeah. And the funny thing is, you know, David Lee Roth, he leaves the band, and then they probably have more hits with Sammy Hagar than they did with DLR.
Why don't they just promote somebody from the band?
I don't think it works like the Gap.
You know, the manager leaves, the assistant manager steps
right
up.
Yeah, that's how it would work at Banana Republic, but not necessarily in a rock band.
I mean, Tim on the drums can't sing a little bit.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. By the way, there is a watch party at Funky Buddha tonight. It was going to be the official Panthers watch party. And you know how they show you on TV, but the Panthers canceled their watch party out of an abundance of caution. They didn't want their employees and Stanley C. It's hard to when you're driving, it's hard to see out of the mask. And he would have had to drive to Funky Buddha Tap Room, and they didn't want to put him in that situation. And so, but Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park, they're having their own watch party tonight. So if you want to watch the Panthers game, Panthers Ottawa. Tonight, you can watch it at Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. All right? Unofficial, official. Before we get to headlines, let me give you a quick 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV. For those who never want to lose their edge, experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. There was a Dolphins Q&A. In the Sun Sentinel, David Furones, Chris Perkins, they answer questions from listeners. This is a pressing question after Sunday's game. What are the odds that special teams coordinator Danny Crossman gets fired? What's the likelihood of Chris Greer getting fired? This is the answer in the Sun Sentinel. The special teams blunders reached an absurd level in Sunday's win over the Patriots. It reached a point that Fox analyst Mark Sanchez implored the Dolphins at halftime to start going for it on fourth downs in the second half to avoid kicking units having to come in and execute the most basic special teams procedures. All that said, this is David Furones writing, I started the week thinking it was about 75-25 that special teams coordinator Danny Crossman stays, and that 25% chance that he gets canned on the bye week diminishes more by the day. Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel has understood over the past two seasons, the special teams results have not been what they should be. He explained Crossman's retention this offseason, though, as believing he is the man to fix things. That hasn't proven true, as some of his most reliable special teamers have made errors. Long snapper Blake Ferguson rolled a snap on a field goal attempt to Jake Bailey. Jake Bailey had a punt blocked because Duke Riley missed a block. Kicker Jason Sanders had a 41-yard field goal bang off the upright, no good. Riley nearly had a turnover on special teams 6 days earlier, originally ruled to have touched a ball punted by the opponent before it was overturned upon review. David Furones writes, the unit did at least recover Sunday in Foxborough, with Sanders making two later field goals en route to the comeback when they were down 7 points. As for Greer, the Dolphins are likely seeing it through with this current core before any such drastic moves.
Yeah, I didn't expect, even if we lost to the Patriots, I wouldn't expect them to start firing folks. They just re-up
Maybe
Mike McDaniel.
Danny Crossman. I'm telling you, that special teams has been abysmal at times. Listen, you're going to miss field goals, but they've had silly penalties. Like it's really that crew needs some significant work. It wouldn't have surprised me. I don't think it's McDaniel's style, so I don't think he'd be firing anybody in season. But they definitely need some work on special teams.
And then the thing with Chris Greer, and we've talked about it, the construction, the quarterback situation. We're on fourth string guy. Tua gets hurt, and now we'll go to fourth string. We've talked all the way through it. Top heavy, you know, roster, like Solano always says. But what would be the point of firing Chris Greer right now? He can't add somebody to the practice squad?
Well,
here's a sacrificial lamb
later in the season if things go south. That's all I would say to you. He could be a sacrificial lamb later in the season. If you know you're going to get rid of him after the season, if things are going south, then fans are outraged. And again, I'm just kind of going, hey, they go 1-6 over their next seven games and Tua's back. And, you know, it's like, and it just goes south. You may not want to make a coaching change in the middle of a season. So you have a sacrificial lamb where you go, yeah, no, we're very aware that we're underperforming and this team wasn't constructed right. And they get rid of him. Other than an absolute epic disaster, I don't think anyone's going anywhere this season.
Yeah. And I'm with, we talked to somebody recently. I'm with the fact that the Dolphins aren't going 4-13. We would be happy at 8-9? No, that's not happy. But I don't think the Dolphins, I think the Dolphins have too much talent to win 3-4 games this whole season. They're already at 2-3.
I agree. I think they're going to be a playoff team still. And again, that's dependent, though, on Tua being back and 100%. Being back for the rest of the season.
Yes. 10-7, and now they got to start counting, you know, point differential and things for the wild card. I can still see them being there. But, yeah, the NFC East is out of there.
Let's get headlines, AFC East. Let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
All right, I'll run through our schedule for one more time today. The Florida Panthers are in action. They play the Ottawa Senators at 7 p.m. tonight.
Ottawa. Let's see if the line has changed at all. I am in on Panthers team total over 3.5 goals. Let's see. Panthers are -140 favorites. The goal line is -1.5 for the Panthers. That's at +160. And the Panthers team total still 3.5. 3.5 at +105 now. I think I got it at +100, so going up a little bit.
I'm with you. Over 3.5.
Tonight, Major League Baseball, about an hour from now, Guardians are in Detroit in the Trois. They'll play the Tigers. Detroit leads that series 2-1. Yankees are in KC Mo. They'll play the Royals. That game begins at 8:08 p.m., Yanks can close out that series tonight versus the Royals.
All right.
KC Mo.
Tried about 7 different ways to annoy one of you there. That one worked.
KC Mo.
I wasn't aware if people do call it that or not.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to criticize them because... Like, a lot of people don't know I'm from Chicago. A lot of people call it Chi-Town. But a lot of people don't know that that's the case. So I didn't know if people call it KC Mo.
Yeah, they do. I've been to KC Mo several times.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Hawk, did you know that Chi-Town, the Chi, also known as the Windy City?
Is there a question in there? You asked, did you know? But then you just blurted out some facts.
I love when he can't finish his joke.
Damn, man.
The Windy City. I saw it was something they called it Chi-Rac. Have you ever seen that?
Well, I mean, that's it's kind of a pejorative, people saying that it's a very violent city. Nobody calls it Chi-Rac unless you're listening to the most right-wing radio host. Yeah.
It's
a show.
I got you.
Like an XU8 documentary. So I just thought about it. And I didn't watch it. I'm like, yeah, this is a little, you know. I'm more of a happy-go-lucky guy.
Yeah. Well, anyways, Danny Green has announced his retirement. After 15 seasons in the NBA, he won a ring with three different teams. Only four players in the NBA have ever accomplished that.
And, like, and what on what planet would you think that that's like the fun nickname for a city?
I saw it in a documentary. Really? It's like HBO Showtime, one of those.
Yeah, The Blaze. You were watching Glenn Beck's The Blaze channel.
One of those documentaries.
The WNBA finals begin tonight. The Liberty host the Lynx.
What else is on OAN tonight, Crowder?
I swear I saw it on the pay channel.
The Liberty host the Lynx tonight at 8 p.m. That game will be played in New York City. Crowder, any fun nicknames you have for the Big Apple?
Bed-Stuy.
Asia, who took Fox Nation off my favorite?
Hey, called Brooklyn Bed-Stuy, I think. Jay-Z.
Got to unfollow Tua's wife.
Oh, I saw that.
Anyways,
I think that's where Crowder gets his info.
What is Mrs. Tua talking about today?
Bolivia and Colombia are playing South American
what bears?
Qualifiers.
Where are the Bears from?
0-0 right now, 56 minute. Bolivia already down a man. That game being played in La Paz. Ecuador and Paraguay are playing. That game is 15 minutes in. Venezuela hosts
Paraguay. Natural rival of Uruguay.
Argentina tonight at 5 p.m. And Chile hosts Brazil tonight, 8 p.m. Peru plays Uruguay tomorrow. The only game being played tomorrow night at 9:30 p.m. if it's going to be played. Still up in the air. Your weather from the DeMesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866.
The Tampa Bay Lightning, their home opener on Saturday has been postponed due to the storm.
Nice. I'll shoot that over. I'll shoot
it's
that over
nice.
To our Tampa Bay affiliate.
An enjoyable.
Listen, brother, another nice say is
postponed due to the huge storm. Perfect. Nice.
Woo!
Your weather from the DeMesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. I mean, why would that be news for us, Hawk? Honestly, why would that be news?
Oh, I'm sorry. The Bolivia Paraguay game. Oh, you're right. Silly me.
I'm on the edge of my seat about this Bolivia game.
At least mine was in our state.
My phone's been blowing up.
The guy just talking about soccer in La Paz. And he's like going, what do we need to know about Tampa?
I stand corrected. I apologize.
Right. Oh, goodness.
You had a better argument if you were coming out of a Panthers headline or Dolphins headline rather than Lima, Peru. The timing was absolutely impeccable.
Got Lima Uncensored coming up next.
Oh my god, funny.
Nobody wants to hear a weather report from me, so that's your weather.
All right.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Another one.
Hawk and Crowder.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Reminder again, because you got Panthers hockey tonight, they have an unofficial watch party at Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park this evening, and Panthers will drop the puck at 7 p.m., and you will hear the game here on 560 WQAM. In fact, you'll have Dan Day coming up after us for an hour, and then you'll have Panthers hockey on this very radio station. What do you think about this response I gave to a texter, Crowder? Somebody texts in, I would like my afternoon drive show to be more than commercials and reruns. I responded, I would like my listeners to complain less.
Is there a complaint box on the show?
I mean, you can't always get what you want. I mean, he'd like less commercials and less reruns. I would like listeners who complain less. I mean, we all want things.
Yes, in life. I wish I won this lotto. This damn Powerball is running from me.
I had a $200 cash pop ticket for yesterday, and I didn't hit. Hey, get that nice $200 potential winner.
Yeah.
Win it back tonight on a Panthers team total over 3.5.
There we go. I'm with you on that one. Man, I got the Niners -3.5.
Or a little Gulfstream Park. Some horse racing, casino gambling, great restaurants and entertainment. They have live racing at Gulfstream Fridays through Sundays, simulcast every day. Watch the races from the rail or in reserve seats or at the Carousel Club or while dining at 10 Palms and enjoying a great view of the track and enjoying some great food. Lots of stuff coming up. The Florida Sire Stakes continues Saturday, October 19th, with 3 featured stakes races. Taste of the Track is Saturday the 19th as well. It's Oktoberfest style. So that's an unlimited tasting event featuring German-inspired dishes, beers, and ales, and handcrafted cocktails. And you watch, you enjoy it all at the Flamingo Room, where you can watch the track with an elevated view. And Gulfstream Park, I've been mentioning this, their annual wall calendar giveaway will be December 6th and 7th. That's always an exciting day at Gulfstream Park. You get next year's calendar with all the horses and jockeys and trainers. And speaking of December, it's not that far off. Host your holiday parties at Gulfstream Park with a variety of event spaces and professional catering services to meet all your party needs. Whether it's a day at the races in a private suite or a holiday luncheon, Gulfstream Park has a space for you. Get all the details on all the events and the daily race entries online at GulfstreamPark.com. Happy birthday, David Lee Roth. We celebrated all day long, except for that one No Mercy song at 4 o'clock. But other than that, Jimmy pitched a perfect game. He really did. Everybody, have a great and safe Thursday night. Go Panthers. We will speak with you mañana.
Need an update from Peru.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.